We want to remind everybody they can join us here most weeks at the Chase Bank Auditorium. And for our show in just a few days, December 19th in Memphis, Tennessee. For tickets and more information, go to WBEZ.org, or you can find a link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Paula, city officials in Madison, Wisconsin are coming down hard on what they consider a blight on their city. They have vowed to shut down a house that hires out professional what?
I don't know. Can you give me a hint?
Well, it's $20 if you're the little spoon, $30 if you're the big spoon.
Scoop up cocaine in large and small spoons.
I thought we might get into trouble here, Paula. The spoon
is a metaphor.
Thank you. This was a business where men, in general, could pay to come in and do something. And quite literally, it was shut down because one of the city councilors, I think it was the city attorney, said, come on, no man ever just wants to do that.
Snuggle?
Yes!
That if you hadn't brought up cutlery.
The business is or was known as the Snuggle House, and it employs several professional cuddlers, also known as lazy prostitutes. The city of Madison says it's obviously a front for a prostitution ring. The jury is still out on that, but there is something suspicious about all those ladies lounging about in fishnet sweatpants.
I think if you're going to do stranger snuggling, you should volunteer at your pet shelter.
True. Go
just
cuddle
go,
a cat.
Yeah, go snuggle a dog, and because they don't want to go any further.
Yeah.